Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for May 23rd to the 29th, 2015. This week, Israel calls for the resumption of peace talks. Meanwhile, Israeli army attacks targeting Palestinians leave one killed and at least a dozen others injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli soldiers used live rounds, tear gas and rubber-coated metal bullets to attack anti-wall and settlement protests organized at a number of villages. As a result, at least one youth was injured and many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. IMEMC's Majd Bajali has more.
On Friday, protests were organized at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and the Nabi Saleh in central West Bank. Anti-wall and settlements protests were also organized in the southern West Bank village of Al-Masara near Bethlehem and in Kufr Kadum in the north. This week, the protesters handed Israeli soldiers red cards in support of the FIFA decision to investigate Israeli's violation targeting Palestinian footballers. One youth sustained moderate wounds in Kufr Kadum when Israeli troops attacked the villagers and international supporters at the village entrance. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. Soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Nabi Saleh village, residents and their supporters conducted a football game at the village entrance that is closed by soldiers. Later, troops attacked the residents with tear gas. Many civilians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday at Al-Masara village, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at the village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
The Palestinian Authority considers Israeli call for resumption of peace talks partial. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister offers a peace deal with the Arab states. IMEMC's Ram El-Mighari with the details.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will discuss with U.S.'s Secretary of State John Kerry possible moves to solve cash problem with the Palestinian Authority. The President is joined by a number of his key aides, including Deputy Prime Minister and advisor, as well as a top negotiator. In the meantime, the Palestinian Authority is facing a financial problem that has affected the PA's ability to fully pay many thousands of its own employees. On another issue, Hamas party in Gaza said it has no problem with Abbas's recent call for election. Musa Abu Marzouk, deputy political leader of Hamas in Gaza, was quoted as saying that the elections issue was mentioned in last April's unity deal between Fatah and Hamas in Gaza. The unity deal has not come into effect as both parties continue to trade blame for a number of shortfalls, including a salary crisis of dozens of thousands of employees in Gaza who were on Hamas's government payroll before the unity itself was reached. Meanwhile, the Hamas party in Gaza welcomed a recent Egyptian government's intention to appeal against an Egyptian court's ruling that branded Hamas a terrorist organization. A number of Hamas leaders in the territory echoed the same welcome and emphasized on what they believed a good step in the right direction awaiting results. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, a man died due to wounds sustained during Israeli war in Gaza last summer, and in the West Bank, Israeli troops conduct at least 50 military invasions and kidnap more than 40 Palestinian civilians. IMEMC's Iman Abed Rabbo Bannoura reports.
A Palestinian man died late on Thursday of serious wounds suffered during Israel's aggression on the coastal region in the summer of 2014. Local sources said that Saeed Al-Naddi, 55 years of age, remained in a critical condition until his death at the intensive care unit of the Al-Wafa hospital in Gaza. More than 2,400 Palestinians were killed during the Israeli onslaught on Gaza, while around 11,000 have been injured, and many more died of their wounds later. Also in Gaza this week, two Palestinian fishermen were injured on Monday morning in two separate attacks by Israeli Navy targeting Palestinian fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters. On Monday afternoon, another fisherman was injured when his boat came under fire by Egypt's Navy near Gaza City shoreline. On Wednesday, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on several Palestinian fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters. The fishers had to sail back to shore to avoid further Israeli fire. Moreover, the Israeli Air Force carried out on Wednesday at dawn a series of airstrikes targeting different areas of the besieged Gaza Strip. The Israeli missiles caused property damage to a number of homes and buildings, but no injuries. Israeli attack came after a missile allegedly fired from Gaza hit open area near a settlement in the Negev. No Palestinian group claimed responsibility for the attack. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn the town of Silwan, south of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem, and demolished an under-construction Palestinian home. Family members said they started building their 80-square-meter property 3 months ago and never received any warning or notice from the city council. A Palestinian boy was reported killed on Monday morning at the village of Talluza near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Ahmed Hasaika, 16, was stabbed to death by two attackers during a family feud in his village, local sources reported. The two attackers are members of the Palestinian Authority security forces, local sources said. The two officers surrendered to the police, who opened an investigation into the attack. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for May 23rd to the 29th, 2015, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Maui and me, Ghassan Bannoura.